Daddy? Daddy, where are you? Where is he? Oh, hi, Daddy. What are you doing? What are you doing in my room? So what if I'm home early? I want to know. Nothing? Come on, Daddy. I know how you are. Were you creeping around my underwear again? Then what are you doing? Oh, Daddy. I know what you're doing. You're looking for your key, aren't you? Why are you lying, Daddy? Well, it's not in here. No. It's right here. In my purse. Your cock is in my purse, Daddy. Don't give me that look. You're a bad daddy. I was having a really good night and you're ruining it. I know you're frustrated, Daddy, but you know I can't talk to you like this. Can you get on the floor, please? You're too tall. I said get on your knees, Daddy, because you're making me uncomfortable. Oh, come on, Daddy. Please? You know what? Maybe I should call my friend Kent again. Remember how that went last time? I didn't want him to beat you up, but, well, you were out of control, Daddy. What was I supposed to do? You were scaring me. So, should I call him, or... Okay. Thank you, Daddy. That makes me feel better. Doesn't that feel better? You know what? Put your hands on the floor, too. Yeah, all fours. Because it'll make me more comfortable. That's better. Okay, now you stay there. I'm going to just sit on my bed. Now, what did you want to talk about? Daddy, I'm bored already. Well, I know your cock hurts, Daddy, but what does that have to do with me? I don't know how long it's been, but we agreed, remember? I agreed. No. Don't try to gaslight me, Daddy. That makes me mad. We agreed, remember? Well... We agreed that you were having trouble controlling yourself around me. Remember that time when you tried to touch me and I didn't want you to? And you were mad at me for no good reason? I'd just gone out that night for some fun. It was you who was out of control, acting all jealous and angry. And remember that time when you tried to give me a kiss after you took me shopping and I didn't want you to? I told you no, Daddy. And you tried to kiss me anyway. I know you're not my real daddy. You're my sugar daddy. But sometimes you make me uncomfortable. And that's exactly why we agreed to lock up your cock. Otherwise, I was going to leave you, Daddy. Remember? So, we agreed that I would let you out every now and then so that we could have sex whenever I felt like it. Well... I haven't felt like it. No, but Kent's different, Daddy. Well, I don't know. He's really hot, you know? What about the guys at the club? Daddy, I told you. Sometimes I just need to blow off some steam, okay? So what if I do it every night? Don't you want me to be happy, Daddy? Ugh! God, how can you be so selfish all the time? Don't you care about me, Daddy? Of course I love you. Okay, shh, Daddy. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll let you out of your cage, but first I'm going to show you something, okay? Here. Don't you like my short little skirt? I know you do. You stare at me like a little puppy when I wear them. And I know you like it when I spread my legs in front of you, like this. Right, Daddy? And I know you really like it when I pull my panties to the side like this, so you can see my shaved little pussy. What's wrong? You look like you're gonna cry. What's the matter with you, Daddy? Don't you like this? No, not yet. Don't be selfish. I'm showing you something. Come on. I want you to crawl over here and put your face right in front of my pussy. No! No touching, Daddy. You're making me mad. Just put your face right there, right in front of my cunt. What? Oh, that? That's nothing. I was dancing with this guy at the club tonight, and things got a little crazy. He took me into the men's bathroom, and, well, you know. He really came a lot, huh? What? No, he didn't mean anything to me, Daddy. I don't even remember his name. Shh. Okay, just listen and stop interrupting. You're being annoying. So, Daddy, here's my question, okay? If I were to unlock your cage right now, what would you do? Huh? Well, what do you mean you don't know? I'm asking you. My pussy's right here. What would you do with it? Would you have the balls to grab me, turn me over, spank me, and fuck me like that guy in the bathroom did? Or would you just keep whining and acting all jealous because I had a little fun at the club? Well, don't just sit there drooling, dummy. This is your big chance. What would you do? You want to make love to me? Ugh. See, that's the problem with you, Daddy. I really just don't feel that way about you. And you've been so whiny lately that I really don't feel like letting you stick it in me so you can feel better either. So, you see my problem? What's the point in taking it out? You just want to worship me? Well, that's really sweet, Daddy, but can't you just do that with your mouth? I don't need your cock for that. Besides, I feel so worshipped when you take me shopping and buy me all those sexy clothes that I model for you. And when you bought me my car, I loved it so much. It was so hot. By the way, it's kind of wrecked now. Yeah, well, I let one of my guy friends borrow it, and he got in an accident. Well, I had to take a cab home, Daddy. I mean, I'm totally okay, but he was really dirty. Well, I know, but... Daddy? Daddy! Don't yell at me! See? This is what I'm talking about. Don't you see how unstable you are? First you're whiny and all pathetic, and then you get all mad and start being mean to me. Why are you treating me this way, Daddy? Don't you like me? Don't you like my pussy? My legs? These perky little tits right here? Don't you want to keep seeing them? You don't want me to leave you, do you, Daddy? Well, answer me. No? Well, don't you think you kind of owe me an apology then? For scaring me? Yeah? Well, then, I want you to look at my pussy and apologize. Apologize for being mean to me. You heard me. Apologize. I don't deserve to be treated that way. Daddy, you're hurting my feelings. Where's my phone? I'm going to call Kent. Well, then apologize. Right now. Tell me you're sorry for scaring me. Say you're sorry for being a bad daddy. Look at my pussy and apologize for being so selfish. That's right, Daddy. Ah, see? Isn't that better? That makes me feel better. Daddy, you're really sorry, right? And you said you wanted to worship me. Could you do me a little favor? Well, that guy's cum is starting to leak out of my cunt, and it's gonna make a mess. Can you clean it up for me? Please? Well, don't you want to worship me? Come on. Show me you love me, Daddy. If you do it, I promise I'll let you out of your cage for a little while. That's it. That's it, Daddy. That's a good daddy. Isn't that better? See? This is what you're good for. Oh, there you go. Get your tongue in there. Lick all that cum out of me. Oh, yeah. There's a lot, isn't there? He came in me super hard. Yeah. He pinned me against the bathroom counter. And he just slammed his huge dick into me. It was really hot, Daddy. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what else he did? He spanked me, and he called me a brat. Can you believe that, Daddy? Oh, I'm not a brat, am I? Oh, that's it. Yeah, come on. Lick it harder. Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. Oops, not that hard. I'm still really sore, Daddy. His cock was so big, it stretched me out really hard. Oh, shh, it's okay. Just let me ride your tongue. Oh, he didn't let me come, so... He just finished inside me and left me in the bathroom. He was kind of mean. Oh, my God. Oh, Daddy. He told me I was a bad girl and I didn't deserve it. But I do, don't I, Daddy? I do deserve it, right? Oh, God. Oh, come here. Get your face in there. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Cock for you to make me feel good. Okay. What? No, I don't think so. Well, I know what I said, but I just don't feel comfortable. Come on, Daddy, don't do this again. Daddy, I said no. Maybe tomorrow. That's it, I'm calling Kent. No, get your disgusting cum face away from me. It's too late. I told you not to be mean to me. Hi, Kent. It's me. Yeah, Mr. Davis is being mean to me again. Well, he's yelling at me and he's trying to make me feel bad. I didn't do anything. I don't know what his problem is. He's trying to make me do things I don't want to do. Can you come over and help me? Please? Oh, thank you. Hurry, okay? He's really scaring me. Yeah, okay. Bye. There. You asked for it, Daddy. He's coming over. No. No, it's too late, Daddy. You made me uncomfortable. No, no, no. Stay on the floor, Daddy. If you stand up, I'm leaving you. Is that what you want? Do you want to hit me, Daddy? Are you going to run away? Go ahead. Kit will hunt you down and fuck you up. But you're not going anywhere, are you? Know how I know? Because you just let me wipe my cunt on your face, you dummy. Don't you get it yet, Daddy? You're addicted to me. You can't help it. I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. You're not going anywhere. You're just like a little puppy. Yeah, go on and cry. I don't care. But as long as we're finally telling the truth, get this in your head, loser. I will never fuck you, Daddy. Ever. No girl like me will ever want to fuck you. Understand? Maybe if you had the balls to stand up for yourself, if you had any shred of self-respect or knew how to act like a man, you wouldn't be in this situation. But instead, you're just going to sit there and cry in your cage and let me treat you like trash. Go on and keep crying, but listen to me, Daddy. You're going to keep going to work. You're going to give me all your money. You're going to pay for my dates and keep buying the skimpy little outfits that I wear at the club. And while random guys are using my wet little cunt in a filthy bathroom, you'll be at home, in your cage, doing my laundry and cleaning my toilet. Think about it, Daddy. All those guys get to come in me whenever they want, while you never get to come. Ever. It's okay, Daddy. You can leave me if you want to, but you'll never see this pussy again. You understand? I'll just find some other loser to rinse. And you never know. Maybe in another couple months, if you've been a really good daddy, I'll let you out of your cage. And I'll let you jerk yourself off into a garbage can. Because that's all your pathetic seed is to me. Garbage. Then I'll lock you up again, and you'll be lucky if I don't throw the fucking key to your worthless cock in the dumpster, along with your cum. So, what do you have to say now, Daddy? Are you gonna man up and leave me? Or are you gonna take your beating like a good little daddy? By the way, I want a new car. And I want it to be hotter and faster than the last one. Because I'm going to let my boyfriends drive me around in it while I give them sloppy roadhead with my wet little mouth. Got it? Now, don't ever, ever ask me to let you out of your cage again. Do you understand, you fucking loser? Uh-oh. Kent's here. It's showtime. Kent? Is that you? I'm in here. Yeah, he hurt my feelings. He said some really mean things about me. He's in there. He's in there.